Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Come on, turn the radio on.
Yeah, we want to be cheap here. We want ideas. How can we save some money, right? The best idea comes from your friends, because they'll tell you things they do to save money, and you're like, whoa!
Or we're going to make fun of you.
Or we might make fun. Either way. I got one for you guys that I think you might take up.
Okay.
I like my idea, and I've noticed that none of my friends do it. And I've been doing it for a while now. But Cammie, you have a I'm so cheap that... for us.
I do. I'm going to kick it off.
Yeah, you are. All this right. Is Cammie from Kit TV, by the way.
All right. What
we
do you
call
do?
Her Kick It Off Cammie.
Kick It Off Cammie.
That's her new nickname.
Okay. I'm so cheap that instead of waiting to use the promo kit for 23andMe, I actually bought it off of Amazon Prime Day for 50% off.
Good girl.
I should buy more stuff.
Amazon Prime Day's over, so that's gone for everybody else, though.
But I'll be back.
When did you do it? You already sent in your sample?
It's supposed to be here tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow?
No. Well, sorry. I get the package tomorrow, so then I can...
You send it off.
And then send it off.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is Cammie's going to get an email saying, hey, your results are ready, and she's going to go to 23andMe.com, and then she's going to learn so much about herself. You got the medical kit, too?
Yes, the health one? Health and Ancestry Report.
Which is what we're wanting you to get, because it's a great gift. You should have bought it for your friends when it was for sale, Cammie, because... Here's what you're going to learn. You're going to learn about maybe your deep sleep. Maybe you feel like you don't have enough energy when you go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And your report's going to come back and say, hey, you might not be imagining things.
Your genes are
involved and you're prone to not have a deep sleep.
Okay.
Maybe that'll get you to go to the doctor and figure out a way to get that deep sleep that you need.
23andMe does, from time to time, I'll get an email and they say, would you like to participate in this research?
Genetic report, yeah.
And you fill out some questions and it helps them compile statistics so you can learn why you are the way you are. And they share that information. It's really eye-opening.
It's so cool, the things you learn. You learn about mosquito bites, if you're going to be, are you less likely or more likely to get bitten up? Mine came back more likely, and I'm like, true. I already noticed that action right there. Also, the saturated fat and weight report. So, saturated fat and weight report can tell you about your genetics, how it may impact your body's response to your diet and all that.
Okay.
So, you learn if you're likely to weigh more on a diet with high saturated fat, or if you would be okay because your body would burn it off.
Useful information.
Really useful information. In fact, see what your genes say about your health, traits, and more. Buy your Health and Ancestry Service Kit today at 23andme.com/kid. That's the number 23andme.com/kid. Again, that's 23andme.com/kid. Cammie, let us know how your results come back.
Oh,
I'm excited to see what goes down.
I think she's going to be 100%.
100%
white.
Awesome.
White. Just like me. That's a white girl right there.
Yeah, you still get your ancestry report as well, so you get...
It's fun to find out what part of the world your ancestors are from.
Yeah, you could see about your grandparents and all that good stuff. But right now, we want you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And let us know, I'm so cheap that...
I'm so cheap that I will go to the store, and instead of buying a bottle of cologne, I'll get the testers.
Oh, see?
Mm-hmm. I'll get the
testers. That's a smart move, baby.
I'll get the testers.
That is a good move.
Uh-huh.
Really good move.
Especially for traveling.
All right. I'm so cheap that I have saved 2 cans of Pringles.
Yeah.
And anytime I get my favorite chips, you know, the crumbs at the end?
Yeah.
You don't want to throw... A lot of people throw those away.
No.
Don't do that.
No.
I just pour them into my can. And I wait till it gets full, and then I kind of like drink the chips.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's so good. I only do it with the spicy Dorito, and I do it with the salsa verde Doritos.
Okay.
How many bags you have to eat to fill up a whole can?
It takes a while, but you want to hurry up because they can get stale. So you want to make sure that you're doing it weekly. Yeah. And I wait till they're about a quarter to half full, and then I start getting down on those.
You could use those crumbs as like coating for chicken and stuff.
You could put it on salad as well. I sometimes will throw that on the salad, and it gives it some spice. See, that's a pretty smart idea.
Yeah. Right?
From the text.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, we're so cheap that we wash and reuse Ziploc bags.
But my mom does that.
Really?
Yeah. And aluminum foil.
My Aunt Helen?
Yeah.
She would rinse out and reuse paper towels. That's cheap.
That's cheap.
That's
cheap.
Yeah,
but imagine how much money you're saving and saving the trees.
That's cheap.
Yeah, that's what she was. She was saving the planet.
Saving paper towels and foil is...
Yeah. What? My mama ball it up in a little ball, put it in a drawer or something.
My mom used to love going to restaurants just so we could get the plastic silverware, and we would wash and reuse those.
Yeah.
Can't put it in the dishwasher though. Sometimes
no.
It
melt.
Yeah, that'll melt them. We're so cheap that my husband and I took Kool-Aid packets into restaurants when we first started dating.
Aww.
That is genius because they already provide you with the sugar, the Splenda,
and water,
and the water, and you just throw your that one right there. I'd be down with it.
Wow,
that's a smart move. Let's go to the phone real quick.
All right,
hi Caroline.
Oh hi, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, share your ideas. We want to know.
I'm so cheap that.
Okay, so I'm so cheap that whenever I go to Starbucks and I order anything iced, I tell them no ice, and I ask for a cup of ice on the side so I can get as much drink as I can.
And you get double.
I can put my own ice in it.
Smart.
That is the clutchest of clutch moves.
That is pretty smart.
Look at the information we're sharing with our Kid Nation family here.
That's pretty smart.
Do that with soda, too, if you're in the drive-thru. Because, again, half the cup is ice. But if you ask for the ice on the side like Caroline, you're going to get all that soda.
Right. I usually say easy ice. That way it's just a little bit of ice. But I never thought of that. Yeah, no ice. Side.
Caroline.
Wow.
See, look at you. Thank you, Caroline.
It's a good one.
You're answering the question. We so cheap that. Fill in the blank. Mia, how you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so we kind of touched on this one, but...
I'm so cheap, Dad.
Yes.
What do you do?
Yeah, so my mom and I are actually so cheap that we wash and reuse our Ziploc bags.
Do you do that?
Wow.
So you have to do it by hand, right?
Yes, and we actually just hang it on the dish rack to dry out.
Yeah.
It depends on what's been in the Ziploc bag, right?
Yes, usually like dry items like, you know, maybe like berries or sandwiches.
Yeah.
That just have a couple crumbs.
Not like a fillet of tilapia or something.
No, nothing like that.
Well, in that case, you just have to label that bag as fish. So you got to continue to use fish in that bag. What's your boyfriend think about that?
When he first saw it, he thought it was completely ridiculous and a waste of time.
Yeah, but now he's on board, huh?
Well, they sell, you know, they...
Yeah, he doesn't have it.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have
it. Yep.
They sell reusable ones for, like, school lunches and stuff. But you have to wash them out. They're such a pain.
Yeah. Just get the...
Such a pain.
Get the plastic one.
Yeah, I get the cheap plastic.
And then when they finally rip and break, just throw them away.
One, yeah. Boom,
there you go. Save you a lot of money on that one. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. I'm so cheap that...
I peel my onions at the grocery store before I buy them.
So they weigh less?
A little bit. Not much.
Oh, my God.
Really? Is that true?
Seriously?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure over, like, a year, I'd save at least $5.
Oh, girl.
I love you, Lindsay.
That
is so good. Yeah. Why am I going to be paying for something I'm not going
to
be
consuming?
Throw
it away anyway.
Yeah.
Oh. Exactly.
Oranges would be helpful.
That's hilarious.
Oh, in fact, this shouldn't be, I'm so cheap.
It should be,
I'm such a genius.
I'm so smart.
That's what this should be called. Such a genius.
I'm so smart.
Yes, right. I mean,
it's like a feather way.
It's
like,
I don't care.
A quarter of a lifetime.
Hilarious.
Oh my God.
She made a solid point right there.
Some people may start taking that and using it.
Hey, guys. College students here, and I'm so cheap. Of course, my computer goes blank. So cheap that when we first moved in together, we didn't pay for the Wi-Fi, so we went and sat outside of Starbucks to watch Netflix at night. Yes, the Wi-Fi still works even after they close.
Oh, oh, wow.
That's romantic.
Just,
that's we so
that's
poor.
Just a couple of kids sitting out there.
Yeah, that's right. That's tomorrow's bit. I'm so poor that.
Yeah, I still don't get why internet's got to cost that much.
I know.
You know?
Sometimes we so cheap as everywhere. A result of being we so poor.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
But that's what makes us who we are later on in life.
Yeah.
We got to go through those.
For sure.
What's up, Sarah?
Hey.
All right. I'm so cheap. We so cheap that.
I'm so cheap that instead of paying the ATM fee when I'm out and about needing cash, I'll go to a grocery store and just buy something super cheap like Tic Tac or a mini candy bar that's 78 cents and get my cash back.
Do the cash back. That's actually pretty smart.
And
too.
You got a snack.
Because it's like $3.50.
Yeah.
And at some clubs, it was like $8.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, for the ATM fee.
Yeah, strip club.
And at the men's club, it's like, I hear 20.
What?
You hear?
I don't know. I'm just saying a number.
Wow.
It is pretty.
It's like $12.
Oh, is it really?
It is.
It's like insane. But you know, you'll pay that late at night if you're somewhere. You're like, I just need cash.
Yeah, I need cash. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Welcome. We so cheap that?
I'm so cheap that I gave up my Louisiana driver's license to get a Florida driver's license so I can get the discounts for the annual pass for the city, for the state of Louisiana. I mean, for the Florida pass.
Florida, yeah. For Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah, locals get
Disney pass.
Yeah. Oh, locals get
okay,
a huge
get
discount.
Now. Oh, I didn't know
How
that.
How big of a discount is it? Just curious.
I pay $59 a month instead of $1,000 for the year if you're a non-Florida resident.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah, that's worth
savings.
It right there.
Yeah.
Just go on over there and get your license right now. Dang, I didn't know it was that big a savings. Let's go to Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello.
How are you Hi. Doing this morning?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing great. All right. We so cheap that?
When I go to the restaurant, I order water with extra lemons and add my Splenda to make my own lemonade.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart.
We did a bit like that one time at the big fancy hotel downtown. Uh-huh. The kid sent me down there, and I made tomato soup with water, ketchup packets, and made my own little soup and to see if I could get kicked out of the fancy restaurant.
Did they kick you out?
There for free. You knew
yeah.
for free. And
right.
I kicked out.
Yeah.
They did?
No, I don't think they did.
Oh, they were cool about it?
Yeah, real cool about it.
I don't know if they were cool about
it. Because you walk
it.
In like, I'm Big Al Mac from the radio.
Yeah. I'm doing a bit.
I'm doing a bit. Yeah.
Please don't kick me out. My boss will kill me.
What's up, Hunter?
Hey, man. How's it going this morning, guys?
Hey.
All right. So this isn't Hunter being cheap. This is my friend so cheap that.
Yeah, my friend Mike is so cheap that every time he goes to McDonald's, he brings his own American cheese to put on the double cheese.
Oh, my God.
$7.40.
Wow.
That's cool.
So he has. You have to let him know that you guys are going to McDonald's before you leave the house, right? So he can grab his cheese.
Absolutely, every time where we stop by his house to pick it up.
I get my cheese, man. There, the cool is warm, you know, so it's good. It's not cold
yeah,
anymore.
Exactly.
You know, the burger.
It's nice temperature. Nice
that,
well.
That cheese markup is pretty big.
I know, Mike. Awesome move right there, buddy.
He takes his own bacon to make it a bacon cheeseburger.
Hold on, Daniel.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I might have to adopt what you've been doing. We so cheap that?
That I take my washed reuse Ziploc for the Mexican restaurant on Taco Tuesday and fill up on the salsa bar, get your salsa, lime, cilantro, put them in that Ziploc bag, and you're set for the week.
All right.
Damn, wow. Daniel.
Did they ever catch you doing it and they just look the other way? Is that okay?
I haven't really made eye contact while filling up my bag, but I think they know me by now.
Yeah, they know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Hey, you know. Eh.
Not my salsa.
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy.
I'll just go open another can in the back.
Yeah.
I don't care. Wow.
Wendell.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. I am loving all these ideas I'm getting
They're
on how to save
ideas.
Some money right now. Wendell, we so cheap that.
Okay, I learned this one from my dad. So when your inspection sticker expires on your car,
yeah.
like mine expires this month in July, if I go during the month, you get the exact same month for next year, right?
Uh-huh.
If you wait till August 1st, they're going to give you the next month, so you get a whole month free by waiting one extra day. And then after 12 years, you have saved $10.
Wow.
There you go.
So you're not only cheap, you're very patient.
Uh-huh. Not all heroes yeah. wear capes.
It's long-term cheap, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My
so
God.
Always wait till the first of the month.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
After it's expired, yeah. Okay. All right.
Gosh, you know, I'm in that window. I get pulled over with that expired tag, though.
I was going to go.
I'm going today.
I was on my way right now, officer. That's what
yeah.
I was doing.
Wow.
At 4 in the morning? Yeah, I was just going to stand in line, wait till it opens.
$10 in 12 years. That is hilarious.
But it's mind-blowing that you can't get the next month. I didn't know that. That if you waited,
That's
push
very
it back.
True, yeah.
That's good to know right there. Hey,
take care of your business, JC.
I do take care of my business, but now I can take care of it the way Wendell does. Save myself $10 in 10 years. So we're going to do it right there. Hey, Kid Nation, your chance. If you want to keep it cheap, we got a free vacation for you. Your right. chance to play 6 seconds from the beach is happening this hour. Make sure you're listening up.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you can claim your vacation here with 6 seconds from the beach in about 10 minutes, Kid Nation, when we have you call in. We're just talking about when we talked about 23andMe, how I'm more likely to get bitten by mosquitoes. We found that out during our family vacations.
Uh-huh.
Really bad when it comes to mosquitoes, but here's another tip if you are afraid of getting bitten up. You know, you like ice cold beer on a hot summer night, right, Big Al?
Yeah,
maybe
buddy.
In the morning if you're doing a little day drinking.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're drinking inside because a study by Japanese researchers uncovered that drinking a single beer increases mosquito attraction.
Yeah.
Why?
I can see that.
Is it the alcohol?
Yeast, sugar, maybe?
Oh, the yeast.
Yeah, because I notice if I'm drinking a lot of alcohol that I get eaten more.
Uh-huh.
Munched on.
See, now I know.
It's only the ladies.
The mosquitoes.
Females.
When they bite you, it's the ladies doing
it. It's the females.
Not the males.
I'm still trying to figure out
why mosquitoes exist. You know, bees are scary because sometimes they sting you and all that good stuff. And if you're allergic,
they're very important.
But they make us honey and they do a lot. They pollinate. They do so many good things for us.
The bees.
Yeah, so, but mosquitoes, what are you guys doing?
What's the point?
What's your deal? Why?
I don't know.
Tell me a good thing you do.
They're just giving West Nile out.
Yeah, you're just passing out diseases all left and right to everyone, bringing them overseas.
Well, would we need...
One day, all will be revealed.
Would we need off without mosquitoes? So it's providing... you know, a revenue source.
That company, yeah.
That would hurt that business.
So there you go. Your only function in this...
What if they are breeding more mosquitoes to save a business?
Hey, I would not...
Hey, you've heard of Big Pharma does stuff like
that. Have you seen the people that research mosquitoes and how they have them in their little cages or whatever, and they reach in there and they get bitten to see what works and doesn't, and how different mosquitoes' bites affect you? And
I want that job.
Yeah, and they treat these mosquitoes like they're their pets.
You'd like to think that everything has a purpose, but some things are extinct and we keep moving forward.
Yeah.
So, is it okay if mosquitoes become extinct? Everybody's worried about the bees.
Yeah.
Or is anybody worried about the mosquitoes?
I'd be down for the mosquitoes to go away forever. And wasps, what are you guys doing? Besides being jerks. Just flying all over the place.
I don't know.
So, Anna, I saw that you were doing a little baking yesterday.
Yes.
And I was happy because we did some baking as well at
my
house. Yes.
Yeah, what'd y'all make?
Awful.
Or both of y'all, what did you make?
Well, I'll tell you first because mine was just disgusting. My wife got a... She looked at me right before we started watching Love Island, and she goes, I need some chocolate. Mm. And I was like, let me call Big Al.
Man, when it hits hard, and you go through your pantry like, I just need one,
right?
Just one bite of chocolate. One chocolate chip would do it. Nothing.
And nobody knows this more than a man. When your girl says, I need chocolate, we know what that means. We need to find chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Because something's about to happen
if
we don't find you that chocolate. So we found this in our pantry. It's this cake. And it's supposed to be a healthy cake.
Yeah.
Chocolate made out of quinoa.
Yeah.
Chocolate quinoa?
Yeah. So we started baking it and putting it together. It took an hour to make so you could smell it. And it actually smelled pretty good. But she looked at me and she said, right before it stopped, she said, if this sucks, I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah, you got to have backup chocolate.
Yeah.
You're invested now.
We invested an hour of our time and calories
at
night. You can't get those back. And man, when we bit into that thing, she described it perfectly. She said it tasted like cigarette butt.
Oh. Ew. Yeah, was it burnt?
It wasn't burnt. It just didn't taste like a cake.
JC, you need to have...
I even got cajeta out and I put it on top of it just to try to save it.
Nothing.
She made a butter sugar...
glaze.
Glaze to
put on butter
top.
On it, yeah.
Nothing helped this thing. It was
Why would you have a healthy and then cover it in sugar and stuff to make it taste better?
It didn't taste good,
just
Kelly.
Get the... Yeah. Bad for you, cake.
And I downed it just because I felt like we already invested all that time, so I'm just sitting there just...
You know what you should do as a good husband?
What?
You know, because she's trying to be healthy. That's why she had the quinoa cake, right? You keep a secret stash of just little chocolate candy bars or something, and don't tell her where they are in the house.
Uh-huh.
She's never tempted to go to them until she's craving one. And then you just go bring her out one. You satisfy that craving. You're her hero.
What a husband hack right there. Yeah. That
hide him
genius.
In the house, though, so she's not tempted.
And I'm not a big chocolate guy, so I'm not going to get into that.
Just keep him hidden, and you just bring one out.
Kelly,
babe. Here you are.
On my way home
Kelly
right now.
Giving you husband secrets.
You might have saved some right there.
I'll tell you, just thinking of little things.
My husband, we came home from Mexico. I know I'm derailing. Real quick. We came home from Mexico, and my luggage tag was lost. So he just happened to go out the next day, and he bought me a new luggage tag. I was like...
Just the little things.
So sweet.
It's literally the little things.
A little luggage tag because it was TJ Maxx for $3.99 because he was in checkout and there it was. I'm like, you thought of me. You thought of me.
Now we feel like heroes when you guys react that way.
Luggage tag. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Anna, what'd you make?
Okay, well, I... I can't bake. I can't cook. I literally live off of cheese and tortillas. Like, I'm just not talented.
Jenna's the only baker here, I think, right now.
Yeah, I should have called you for help. But I was scrolling on my Instagram, and on my Explore page, I always see those, like, tasty videos that show you how to make stuff.
So good.
And they make it look so easy because it's, like, 30 seconds.
They make it look so easy. Mm-hmm. And so I found one that was, like, a really easy chocolate-covered peanut butter balls. Okay.
No problem.
Simple,
that
right?
That sounds so good.
Messy, yeah, but...
it sounds very good.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. I want to try it. But it would be a lot for me to keep at home. So I was like, oh, I'll make some for everybody in the office.
Yes.
The recipe that I found made 9 balls. But I was like, okay, well, I want it for everybody, so I'll just double it and have like 18. Well, I did a lot of the math wrong. So I don't know.
How hard is it to multiply by 2?
Well, you know, when you do like tablespoons.
1 tablespoon, 2
tablespoons. Cup, like
a full cup.
I was like mid-Google, like how many tablespoons.
You're Googling?
In a cup, like, okay, whatever. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
You would think it would be easy, but as I was doing it, I was doing the peanut butter and you put like powdered sugar so it's like sticky. And it was like, they weren't forming into like balls. And I was like, this is weird. Maybe I'll chill them. All the stuff.
What are they forming into?
I melted the chocolate and I dipped them in the chocolate and I have them over here in the kitchen.
I want to see.
They're not in ball shape at all.
They're not in ball shape. They're not. Well, were you supposed to chill the peanut butter? Because that can be difficult.
Yeah, and I did. And I actually put it in the freezer because I wanted to go by faster. But anyway, I was doing it and I was looking and my roommate was like, well, what did you do wrong exactly? Like, really, like, how can you mess this up? And I almost don't want to tell y'all this because you're going to be really mad and you're not going to try them.
Uh-uh.
They do look like little tiny, like, demogorgons. Like, they're really ugly.
Uh-huh.
But when I was looking at the recipe, I doubled everything, doubled the peanut butter, doubled the powdered sugar, but I accidentally quadrupled the butter.
Oh.
So they were like super.
That's why.
But you know what? They taste amazing.
I bet they taste good.
More butter.
Oh, I'll try it. I bet they taste great.
Nick's bringing it in right now.
I ordered butter with a side of butter.
Yeah.
Are you saying they're not ready?
Oh, see, what are you talking about? They look great.
They're not balls.
This is not a ball.
Yeah, but it looks like a little chocolate-covered cookie.
It's half a ball.
It looks great.
This is so not on my program.
I know.
Is it dark chocolate, though?
It's actually semi-sweet chocolate. And then peanut butter.
Oh, boy.
Powdered sugar and 4 times the amount of butter that it should have.
Oh.
And it also has tiny M&Ms.
These are great.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah? You think so?
Okay, great.
Maybe you actually made it better. You took a recipe and put your own spin on it.
It tastes like cookie dough in the middle. Right?
Yeah. It's just peanut butter.
And heavy on the butter.
Peanut butter, extra butter, super butter, quadruple butter.
Yeah, I sure brought you the cake that I made so you could tell what real sucky stuff tastes like.
I got an M&M and Mom.
Yeah. I tried to make them small so everybody just kind of like have a bite size, but they come in all shapes and sizes. It's the inside that counts.
I'm not mad at you.
I got a chunk of butter in that one.
That's pretty good. Pretty good, though.
Oh, good.
These are really good.
That is not a fail. The shape is a fail, but the taste is delicious.
It's like a turtle.
It's okay.
I'm going to do some squats.
It's a turtle.
Do this next
one. All right. Yeah. Do some squats, too. And while you do your squats, Kelly, we need a contestant right now to play 6 seconds from the beach. You could instantly win a vacation for 4 to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo, a Curio Collection by Hilton Resort. That's where we went on our family vacation. We had a good time.
Yeah, we did.
And that's how we're going to do the contest. So if you were listening during our family vacation, we're going to play you a quote from one of us during the vacation. It could be Kelly, Al, me, JC, Jenna, or part-time Justin. And then you just let us know who said it, and you win. It's that simple in 6 seconds or less. We're looking for caller number 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Call in, good luck, guess right, and you'll win that vacation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That's that plane taking off for you to go on a family vacation to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo.
Mm-hmm.
We had a blast out there. We're looking for call number 17, so let's meet them real quick. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome.
Good.
You're already at the office, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, you have workforce going.
I have to tell you, that's the work phone right there, too.
Oh, can't believe I got through it. I love you guys so much.
What do you do for work?
I'm an HOA manager.
HOA?
Detroit Avenue!
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, I like that one. Little vanilla ice for us right here. HOA, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot of complaints, don't you?
that's pretty much what my job entails.
Good at that customer service.
You gotta be, man, when you're working with the people that own homes. But hey, you need a vacation with all the complaining you probably have to put up with, Jennifer.
Good luck.
So here's what's on the line. A vacation for four to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo. Here's how it works. We went on vacation, had a blast out there, and we said a lot of funny things on this vacation. So we got Alexa to redo some of these quotes that we have from the trip. Your job is to tell us who said it, okay?
Okay.
As soon as the quote ends, a 6-second timer is going to start, and you just got to give us a name before that runs out. Otherwise, we got to keep on moving, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, you got this, Jennifer. It's all good.
Okay, I can do it. I love you guys. I should know this.
You got this. All right.
Okay.
Let's hear that quote.
There is a shipwreck somewhere under the water, and there's a whole bunch of fish just swimming around.
Miguel.
Afraid
not.
Correct, Jennifer.
It's random, but it's not me.
Yeah. All right, so the names remaining are Kelly, JC, Jenna, or part-time Justin. Let's move on here.
Okay.
Carmina!
Oh, my God.
What's up?
Oh, nothing.
Hi.
Nothing. It's all good.
Hi. Oh, my God. I love you.
Oh, we love you,
love
too.
Love you.
Oh, no, I like you and Jennifer. You're great. Two people back-to-back that are awesome. All right. Carmina, here's how it works. We're going to give you that quote 6 seconds right after it ends, and you just give us the name. Deal?
Okay.
All right, let's hit it.
There is a shipwreck somewhere under the water, and there's a whole bunch of fish just swimming around.
Okay, I'm
going to
say Jenna.
Jenna?
That is incorrect.
Oh, it
wasn't me.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Hurts my heart. All right, well, let's keep it going here. Stormy!
Yes!
Hello!
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing great.
Good. Good.
All right, so we got a couple names down, a couple remaining.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the quote. Timer starts right as soon as it ends. Got it?
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Sure.
There is a shipwreck somewhere under the water, and there's a whole bunch of fish just swimming around.
Is that part-time Justin?
Part-time Justin.
There is a shipwreck somewhere under the water, and there's just a whole bunch of fish just swimming around.
There it is!
Boom!
I'm so excited!
You totally got it. You should be excited. You just won a fabulous vacation for four to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo, a Curio Collection by Hilton Resort. So you and three guests are going to fly to Miami. You know who you're taking yet?
Probably my sister and brother-in-law and my husband.
Oh, nice little adult trip
out
there. Okay, so we got your flight out to Miami. Then we're going to hook you up with a rental car for 4 days. Then you can head on down to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo.
Thank you so much. That is so awesome.
Yeah, set apart 3 nights. You're going to have a blast.
Oh, yeah, so much. Thank y'all so much. I love you guys. I've listened to y'all for forever.
Thank you
very much. We love you, too, and we love Hilton, and we love Visit Florida.
Take tons of pictures.
Yes, sir.
Send them our way. Thank you so much. Stormy, that's how you do it right there. We got another trip for you tomorrow, another vacation for four. As long as you're listening, we'll give you another quote, and you just have to guess who said it.
All right.
It's that simple right there. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's how it go real quick.
That's how we do.
I just want to let you guys know that we have been getting text messages regarding mosquitoes real quick.
The so purpose?
They do have a purpose?
Yeah, apparently they do. They're important for fish or something.
Well, okay. I read a more extensive article that might bore you, but it talked about how, you know, stuff in the water will eat the mosquitoes that land on the water. But they could find other food sources.
Yeah,
but it's not the only thing available.
They provide a food source for small fish and other insects. But
again, they can find other things.
Can we create food for those little fish and just throw it in there and give it to the mosquitoes? That'd be great, right?
Yeah.
Feed all the fish?
Yeah.
Lizards.
Yeah.
Eat them.
Lizards. Frogs. All those. They'll find stuff to eat.
We're going to play king of reptiles.
The king of things. King of things that eat mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And also wasps are not just going to sting us and get in our way. Apparently they're predators that attack like spiders and stuff. And other insects. So they save us from them.
Oh, there you go.
And red ants.
God's got it all figured out.
Yeah, there's a reason for everything here on this planet, apparently. Thank you, Kid Nation, for letting us know. But I'd be good without the mosquitoes. What's coming up in the Showbiz Top 5, Kelly Raspberry?
So the tide turned for Jed on The Bachelorette when his now ex-girlfriend spoke out in People magazine.
Yeah.
Is it worth him getting death threats? Come on.
Death threats?
Yeah.
It's a show, people.
Come on, seriously. And we're going to talk about it in the Showbiz Top 5.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, guys, this is pretty exciting because we have guys that have over half a billion views, and I said billion with a B.
With a B.
On YouTube. Their videos are hilarious. Nick Adams, our producer, is the one that got us onto these guys.
I absolutely love the Try Guys. I'm so excited. We have all four Try Guys on the phone, so there's okay. A lot of voices coming at us.
All right, so let's welcome them. We got Keith. Hi, Keith.
Yo, how's it going?
Hey.
We got Ned. What's up, Ned?
Hello.
Hey,
what's
buddy.
Up?
Hey.
We got our boy Zach on the phone as well. Hi, Zach.
Hey, hey. And just so you know, it's over 2 billion views if you count Facebook, too, but
on your math.
That's not bragging, it's fact.
Yeah, that's just a good fact to throw out.
You need to throw facts out there when we give incorrect facts. You know
I
what
just
I'm
wanted
saying?
To fact check you guys.
Yeah, I love that,
that's
man.
That's fine.
And then Eugene's also on the phone with us right now. What's up, Eugene?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Are you guys all, like, in bed together right now?
Two of us are together, but you'll have to guess who.
I'm going to guess the people that are together are Keith and Zach. If I'm not mistaken, y'all share a bed on tour. Is that right?
As many times as we can.
Mm. Yeah, you do.
Well, Nick is a super, super fan. Nick is our producer, and he's usually not in on these interviews, but we invited him in because he is such a super fan of you guys.
I am, and it's great to talk to you. So my first question is for Zach. Zach, you just had some hair restoration surgery, right?
Yeah, I did.
Well,
just had a video come out about a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And so our man Big Al in the room is also lacking in the hair department.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Grass don't grow on a busy street, dog.
And so I was just curious, Zach, if you could give Al some pros and cons of hair restoration surgery
okay.
to see if it might be an option for Al.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if it's something you're considering, for me, it took a long time to accept that it was a thing that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just say just go get a consultation sooner or later because there are so many things that you can do that start to treat and bring it back now. Like, I did this really cool procedure where I basically have these tattoo dots on the top of my head that just make the scalp look thicker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's totally natural, will dissolve within 5 years, but while I'm working to bring the hairs back, it's just this really amazing procedure that I didn't even know existed. So just go see what your options are.
Okay. Did they take like hair from your back or something and put it up on the top of your head?
Yeah, so I also did one. There's this new form of restoration where they take individual hairs one at a time, so you're left with no scar. Because that's the biggest fear, right? Is that you're going to have a big scar in the back of your head for the rest of your life. But there's so many things that they can do now.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to look good and you're going to feel good.
Yeah. I remember going to the post office one time, and the guy literally had the plugs coming out of his head. You could see the holes in his head.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. They've made so much advance.
They've made progress on that.
Yes.
What was it that made your face get all inflamed, Zach, on one of your treatments?
Yeah, it's possible to get some post-surgery inflammation, really, with any surgery that you do. And I definitely did not sleep elevated enough, so for about a week, I looked like a humanoid dumpling. Puffiest face. And there was a point where my girlfriend and I were like, this is never going away. This is just my face now.
And she loved you anyway. She loved you anyway.
Well, she had some difficulty for the first couple days.
I gotta kiss that?
Yeah.
Now, guys, Ned and his wife, Ariel, they're starting a new series called Try DIY because they remodeled their whole house while she was pregnant.
Wow. I'm sure there weren't any fights, huh, Ned?
So, Ned, since you're an expert now, you have to be, is there do's and don'ts of DIY? Like, is there anything that if I wanted to do, like, don't try that yourself, you have to get a professional to do that in your home?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, Ariel has all the skills, and I'm her husband, so I have a wealth of knowledge on the topic. The one thing I would say not to do, seriously, though, is do some real heavy manual labor when you are very pregnant, because the day before our baby Wes was born, we were building a deck outside, so I wouldn't recommend doing heavy manual labor if you're 9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Or it could help induce labor if you're trying to bring that baby out.
True.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. If you're 41 weeks pregnant, build yourself a deck.
problem solving.
Keith, we were watching some of your Eat the Menu videos. If y'all haven't seen them yet, Keith will go to a restaurant and order one of everything on the menu, and he eats it and reviews it, and they're so funny, I cry laughing every time. And so, Keith, I'm curious, what's the best thing you've tried from one of your restaurants, and what's the worst thing you've tried from one of these restaurants?
Oh, wow, the best and the worst. The best. I'm always surprised by some of the healthier options. We just shot Arby's, like, a month or so ago. Mm. Which, that one was tough. Arby's was really, they have a lot of meat.
They put a lot of meat
on the sandwiches. So, like, doing one bite of some of those sandwiches is like three bites of anything else.
Yeah.
So that was a especially hard menu. I found that in the fast food world, like, the signature sandwiches they have, like the Whopper or the Big Mac, they typically are good. They're, like, famous on the menu because they're, like, simple and good. It's really these, like, experimental things. Like that Cheetos KFC sandwich.
Yeah.
I haven't reviewed it on video, but it is awful.
Yeah, it doesn't look very appealing.
So Eugene, guys, he just had this really great video during Pride Month. He came out, he choreographed, he directed, he wrote this incredible video.
Yeah. So good.
It was so amazing. What's the reception been like since you posted that video, Eugene?
You know, it's been really humbling and wonderful. I wasn't, you know, aiming to make it anything other than just a proclamation and trying to be more open with the audience and with anyone who stumbles upon our videos. But I did have to take responsibility for, you know, a lot of young viewers who had over the years been coming to me and saying that they had been inspired to come out because of what little I've done already. So to be 100% honest and truthful about my background and where I'm coming from, even on the tour now, I'm seeing, you know, young people in droves opening up and talking about their LGBTQ experiences. And so I'm very happy that I can, at the very least, serve as a resource for them to feel like they can be comfortable with themselves.
And not only that, but you're also helping out with the Trevor Project, which deals with suicide prevention in the LGBTQ community.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
And you've raised over like $100,000 so far. Did you see that? You guys are way over $100,000.
I did, yeah, and they actually told me that is the most successful donation button they've ever had since they've launched that program on YouTube, so I'm very proud of that.
Congrats, Eugene, man. That's really cool.
Awesome.
And, Eugene, I got to imagine that having one of the biggest YouTube channels out there, that trying to stay ahead of the trends and what's going to be next can be kind of daunting and kind of like a never-ending treadmill. What do you think is the next – what are the next trends that we may be seeing on social media, on YouTube, and stuff like that?
Oh, my goodness. I think you just gave Keith and Zach a heart attack by saying never-ending treadmill.
Yeah, right.
Let me think. You know, trends. It's hard because trends start happening many times before you're even aware of them. Mm. We were just at VidCon, which is kind of like the Comic-Con for content creators. And, you know, one thing is TikTokers are kind of rising up. We don't do TikTok. We're a little older than that, but I don't know if you're aware of what TikTok is. It's what took over Musical.ly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, we have kids.
There are like 12-year-olds who are famous on that now. So I don't know. I think, you know, Zach, as the youngest Try Guy, what do you think is going to be trending?
Well, there's new trends all the time. Of course, you guys know about the bottle cap challenge where people are kicking caps off the bottle cap in slow motion. So it's hard to imagine. Everything seems inane. I think the next is going to be the banana peel challenge where you squeeze a banana and it pops out into your mouth like in the Jungle Book. I think that one would be really cool.
I think everyone's just going to walk around with that old age filter on, and everything we consume will be aged by 50 years.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys sick of that thing yet?
Old age filter?
Yeah, the face app thing. Are you guys sick of it yet? Because it's like everywhere, saturated everything.
It is funny. Oh, I'm supposed to be viral producers, and I constantly now feel like by the time I've heard about something, I've seen it everywhere, and I'm behind the trend. And the face app is like, how did I missed it a day ago, and now it's like old.
Right.
It seems like the pace is insane.
So I'm curious, whose idea is it to go on tour? You know, you guys are on YouTube. who first raised their hand and said, hey, guys, let's go to tons of cities in America and take a bus and go on the road? Whose idea was that?
Oh, man, it's something that we've been discussing really for years now, and it's hard to pinpoint exactly when it happened. I mean, Keith and Ned both have performance backgrounds, so it's something that they, you know, Keith went on tour post-college, and so that's something that has been in their DNA for a long time. We've gotten to do some isolated big shows back in the day, and maybe some fans have seen them on our channels. But it just, over time of doing the Try Guys again and again, we've gotten to our videos culminated in these big performances, and that turned out to be the most fun. I think with everything that we do, it's really just a question of what are the stories we want to tell and what's the best format to do it. And so for this type of show that we were, you know, this type of thing that we were thinking about, it became really clear really quickly, like, oh, this has to be live, and we want to get out into the country and meet people face to face and have that energy of being in the same room. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, I bet. Speaking of performing, Keith, real quick, a plug for the TV show you're going to be on Tuesday, July 30th, because you're going to be on Bring the Funny in front of Chrissy Teigen and Jeff Foxworthy and Kenan Thompson. So that's with us, with your band, Lou Burger.
Yeah, that's right.
So how'd you get on that show? You just had to tell the guys, hey, I'm cheating on you with these other people I have a band with. And
yeah, well, I've been doing comedy music since high school in some iteration. I did a lot in Chicago, and yeah. I made things out here, and actually making like some comedy music videos is one of the ways that I learned editing and got better at making digital content. But it's just been a passion of mine. Like, the first CD I ever bought was Weird Al, and I also, like, couldn't afford his new CD, so I bought, like, his old CD. So, like, the first comedy songs, I didn't even know the original songs they were parodying. I only knew the funny version of, like, My Bologna and stuff. So it's just been a huge passion of mine, and now I've been doing it on the side for a long time, and the show, the casting people found us based on some of our videos online and invited us in, and I'm very excited to be on the show. And, you know, our episode is like in two Tuesdays still, but I'm excited cool. To see myself on NBC. That's super cool.
And that's a good message for
all. Keith wrote some original music for our touring show as well.
There, oh, really?
Fans can look forward to some original music. We have a glam rock inspired opening number that showcases the entire history of the internet and how it led to us.
Awesome. Well, look, you can check out the guys on tour. The tour is called Legends of the Internet, and they're stopping at the Irving at the Toyota Music Factory Thursday night. But if we want to check out tickets for all around the country, where do we go, guys?
Tryguys.com/tour.
There it is. Thank you guys so much for hopping on the phone with us right now, and congratulations on all the success you guys have had so far.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
All right, you guys get back to cuddling.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Normal party.
Take it easy.
Nick, was it everything you wanted to do?
I love the Try Guys. They're so great.
A little background on these guys. They started working with BuzzFeed, right?
Yeah, they started on BuzzFeed is probably where everyone saw them for the most part. And then I think within the last year, they broke off and have done their own thing.
Man.
And they're just wildly successful. They're selling out shows every
they have their own
the country.
Well, you know, they mentioned the TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
They're on tour now, too. And my daughter is going to this big TikTok convention thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't even know. It's just a bunch of, what do? They just kind of
do their dances and their songs.
Meet and greets and stuff like that.
And they get up there and entertain and do Q&As. And
they're coming through too.
It's crazy.
I know part-time Justin does TikTok. I think he may be the only one here that does it.
Justin's are pretty funny too.
Yeah, and Justin's are really great. So follow him. I think it's just part-time Justin.
Yeah, on TikTok.
Yep.
I get on it, but it.
Yeah.
Man, it's a lot of effort when I see those videos that they do.
Yeah, it's more than just sitting there.
The editing is all. Yeah, it's all the editing.
You've got to put in
time. Or just like the Try Guys. If you're not successful, just try again.
There it is, Alan.
Hey, guys.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.